Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones today. The big story, the thing I'm outraged about, the thing I'm most concerned about, and I'd love to hear what the listeners have to say about this, is Bloomberg, the AP, and others are reporting what Paul Watson's condensed into one big report at PrisonPlanet.com. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money, fails to comply with congressional demands for transparency, underscoring age-old problem of top-down socialism and letting the fox guard the hen house. The Federal Reserve is facing a lawsuit after it failed to comply with congressional demands for transparency and disclose the destination of at least $2 trillion in bailout funds, underscoring once again the failure of top-down socialism. Well, it's not a failure. It's designed to steal money. It's not even socialism. It's just a heist. It's a robbery. And the folly of trusting the foxes to guard the henhouse. We didn't trust them, though. Congress was told martial law would physically be declared. And the cowardly public said martial law doesn't exist, so that didn't happen. As they announced more brigades of NORTHCOM troops to populate the U.S. This is a bank robbery going on. So I want to talk about that. Also, Paul Craig Roberts, who had been supporting Obama, because Obama had said he'd get us out of Iraq and get rid of torture and get rid of the Patriot Act and that he was going to reverse the wiretapping without warrants. Well, he's gone back on all of that now. And so Paul Craig Roberts has come out with Obama, Rambo, and the end of the American century conned again. And so there, that is right there for everybody to check out and to look at. Also, some of the other news I want to go over, a great article that's a boil down of mainstream news stories that's at Anti-Fascist Calling. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com. I had a guest on about it earlier in the hour, AM and FM, and shortwave listeners had got to hear that. Our internet's been down at Genesis off and on, so you may have missed that, but it'll be out on the podcast later, so I'm going to go back over some of it, but I haven't covered it really in detail yet. Space-based domestic spying. Kicking civil liberties to the curb. And we'll be breaking that down. Also, $150 billion more for AIG, U.S. government. Starbucks fourth quarter profit drops 97% on closure cost. Also, Obama puts hundreds of Bush rulings under review. So that's the Independent in England implying that Obama's going to reverse a bunch of what Bush has done. And we're going to see lots of PR stories claiming he's changed something, but we're going to look at the fine print of all of that because he's already announced he isn't changing anything. Also, we had the Republican, Norm Coleman, winning narrowly by about 725 votes. In the Minnesota race, but suddenly, after recounts being done before the official recount at the polling places by the election officials, magically it looks like Al Franken may win. So we'll be going over some of that as well. And now the cops want to use smell to identify you. Odor printing could be used to identify people. Human beings could one day be identified by our smells, according to research that shows individual odor prints cannot be masked by diet. You may have the overscent of garlic or cologne or whatever, but there's still that DNA print, that pheromone that is unique to you. So now they get a swab of your underarm or a dirty shirt. Feds can set you up with that. So that's the problem with all this DNA and all this other, you know, systems, is they have been proven at crime labs everywhere to be framing people en masse. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So much is happening in the media, so much is going on in the news. We're taking a lot of phone calls. Your response to more than $2 trillion, and that's not even counting all the other money, but over $2 trillion sucked out of the taxpayer coffers in the Treasury to the Federal Reserve, given to themselves, given to their private member banks. You've got 12 regional banks. You've got a group of five private banks in the U.S. that hold stock, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, in the private Federal Reserve, and they are giving the money to themselves. That's all been admitted. I mean, it's funny. On one hand, they'll admit they're giving it to themselves as bonuses and to buy other banks. They'll even tell the New York Times. But then when Congress wants to see it, they say, no, you don't get any of the particulars. Now, can you imagine any other? I mean, even third world countries aren't this bad. Normally, when the dictator or the corrupt group runs off, they'll run off with a few billion bucks, and they'll run off to, if they were President Salinas, they'd run off to New York City. Or if they were, you know, somebody in another third world country, they'd run off to Europe. But no, not now. In America, they just say, we're going to set up a world government run by us, and we're going to steal everything. And the military says, hoorah, hoorah. Just incredible. Let's go to your phone calls here. Who is up next here? James in Canada. James in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. It's James LaChance here from Canada. How are you today?
Good. Let me ask listeners a favor. I'm going to put him on hold real quick. I let people about 10 years ago call in and say their first names, I mean, and second names, their last names. And I always wondered why I would hear Art Bell not let people do that. And that's because of lawsuits. Now, James, I'm not saying that your last name isn't LaChance. But the point is that people will call in and misrepresent themselves as other people. And then people will claim that I have a liability to keep them off the air, which I really don't. But the point is that I'd really like it. I know it's a thing about showing who you are and being proud of yourself and being proud of who you are. But just generally, it's good, unless I know you or you've been a guest on before. Maybe you haven't. I forgot. People just use their first names. Okay, James, let's go back to James in Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I've been trying to.
It's not your fault. It's a neurotic, cowardly population's fault, but go ahead.
Exactly. I actually have laid, Alex. I've been basically trying to not be incognito when I'm sending my message of freedom and truth out on the Internet.
No, that's the answer. That's the answer.
I'm certainly not ashamed of the message that we're sending out.
Well, I agree.
So anybody wants to talk to me, they know how to get a hold of me, no problem.
Well, I agree. I mean, just to elaborate on this, we have to be out in the open. We have to reach out to people, and we have to be able to show people this is mainstream. This isn't embarrassing. This isn't bad. Saying
exactly.
It's wrong to have $2 trillion openly stolen from us, or it's wrong to have Defense Department spy satellites spying on us. You know, we're the good people.
My point, Alex, is whether I come in and call you as Reptoid or I call you as XBJ, it doesn't really matter. They know I'm calling you anyways. So what difference does it make? You know?
Here's my point, Alex.
I just returned from a Remembrance Day ceremony. My father's a Korean War veteran, and he was asked to go give a speech at our local high school here, my daughter's high school. And it was just an absolute wonderful experience for the 900 kids that were in that auditorium listening to my dad give his testimony about fighting in Korea for the freedom and family love that you know, he has for our family and the love that he has for his country. He went to Korea in 1951. He's seen the whole dirty game over there. Did it for God and I should say king and country up here at that time. And the same thing with our fellow veterans in the United States, the brave men that fought and died in all of the wars for our freedom. Today is Remembrance Day. And I just want all of your audience there, Alex, who are very intelligent people, obviously, if they're listening to you on a regular basis, to, you know, remember our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. And that's why they went there and they fought. They fought for our freedom. And by God, Alex, because they were conned in some cases, that's no excuse for us not to respect them. It's no excuse not for us to stand at attention when we're playing the national anthem. We need to respect every single member of the military throughout the world that's trying to fight for our freedom. Whether they know the truth or not, Alex, these people are putting their lives on the line. And I tell you, man, I've grown up with this my whole life. And part of the problem here is sometimes maybe we get a little too energetic or aggressive with the truth. And breaking through to some of these people is important that we do it with a very soft approach. And that's just part of my message for this morning. I have one question for you.
Well, I always hear that as the conventional wisdom, and I found that of the different ways of waking people up, that's the least effective. You know, everybody.
That's possible, Alex. That's possible, but. My point is, we had a couple of young widowed brides at our ceremony here today, and you know, I may be the only one that was awake in that auditorium today. For all I know, I have no idea of knowing, But, you know, I'm just looking at this whole crowd and going,
We better let them. Let me say a few things here. Yeah, we better just let them have their delusion, their view, because it may be a complete lie and a fraud, but it's too painful for them to ever really learn that. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you're saying, but we can't choose our reality. Reality is reality. Perception is not reality. It's delusion. And so I'm not saying that there aren't cases. I'm not saying that there aren't times when the light-handed approach isn't better with certain people. I'm saying per capita or on average, we need to be upset. We need to be out in the open about all of the just unprecedented crimes that we see being committed by corrupt elites. Now, I got to move quick. Spend about 6-7 minutes with you. What is your question?
Well, I guess, I'm just looking at the top of the New World Order, if we can, for a second. And every time I see basically the Illuminati symbol, whatever the eye of whatever it is,
the eye of Horus.
There's always a crown involved with it, Alex. Whether it's a Mason thing or a British thing or an Israeli thing, or you know, there's always a crown at the top of it. And I'm wondering if you have any insight as to possibly who would be at the very top of this New World Order.
Well, there's a lot of speculation. In fact, our movement, and I appreciate your call, spends most of its time talking about that instead of the unfolding New World Order system. But we know who is at the top. It is the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas out of England, intermarried with the Rothschilds, and into less than 20 other European and U.S. families. Coming up later, after I take some more calls, Democrats target 401ks and IRA retirement accounts. We're going to be getting into that. Let's continue with your phone calls now here. Let's go ahead and talk to Vicki in Ohio. Vicki, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Jones?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I never can tell if you hear me.
No, I can hear you.
Yeah, I know you're in a hurry. I have a couple questions.
No,
I hear the war drums beating for Iran. Being an evangelical, I'd like to correct that. I know where they get the unilateral support from Israel. There's a verse in the Bible that says God will create a nation in a day. A nation with born. I don't care what Hal Lindsey tells you. The correct thing is a nation will be spiritually reborn in a day. He meant at the second coming of Christ. That's what the Bible's intent was. God did not give the Zionists permission to go over there and kill innocent Arabs and steal their land. I'm just trying to help you out here.
Well, yeah, sure.
I know where it's coming from. Unilateral support for Israel.
You know, I'd rather just not even argue with people according to what the Bible says, because they can twist it any way they want. It's wrong to shoot Palestinian children and laugh about it. It's wrong for Israel to be involved in the white slavery trade like it is. And it's wrong for any other country to be involved in that. I mean, Jesus spoke out against the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and said, you're corrupt and bad, and you're going to get Israel judged. And almost every prophet came to Israel and said, you've done wrong. God is going to judge you. God is going to send you into captivity. Now, according to these modern phony evangelical churches, no one is allowed to criticize Israel, because the Christian faith is now about worshiping whoever happens to be the government of Israel and whatever new crime they're committing. And so that's the bottom line there. But at the same time, my religion isn't worshiping Israel, but my religion is also not bashing Israel. And Vicki, I appreciate your call. Chris in New Jersey, you're on the air.
I was just wondering what the new Bretton Woods 2 is. I go to a college, and there were several students, you know, trying to sign up people to join this movement. I didn't really understand what it was.
You mean there are people at the college trying to sign people up to support the new Bretton Woods?
Yes, sir. I called you because, I mean, I don't agree with you all the time, but I think your points are interesting. And I was wondering what your opinion was.
Okay, Chris, stay there. And again, I wasn't trying to cut Vicki off. I looked down and then looked back up, and like 6-7 minutes had passed with the last caller. And then I'm just going to try to get to more of your calls. When we come back, I'll briefly answer your question and get more specifics from you, Chris. They have dispatched bankers everywhere to push people accepting this.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this, 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love we get to share.
Yeah, going back about 2 months ago, when the bankers were getting cranked up to try to force through the emergency stimulus package, I saw national news stories and local news stories, even here in Austin, where the Federal Reserve was sending out PR firms, their local regional bank heads. They were telling other banks that they regulate, that they're basically over criminally. Again, private banks have regulation power over other smaller banks, which they criminally consolidate. And they sent them out everywhere to brainwash the public and say, go along with the bailout. You've got to have it or there'll be a depression. And we've got to have a new economic system, and the public's got to get behind it. And we have to demand this new currency, and we have to demand carbon taxes paid to the banks. This will fix everything. And so you can just Google banks send representatives to push bailout plan, or local bank president speaks to high school. And that's because public relations is important. And reaching out to the community is important. That's why whenever 9/11 Truth goes out and speaks to people, it's so important. That's why when land rights groups go out and stand up, it's important. Or Second Amendment groups, whatever the case is, it's having an effect. Putting up a website, putting up a YouTube video, making a documentary film, starting a local newsletter that you know get a few advertisers for and put out in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter. Just get the information out and try to make it self-sufficient so it can pay for itself so you can continue to do it. That's the answer. Use the free market. And I tell people, go buy 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday or Sunday night on local AM station. It's very inexpensive, maybe $50, $100 an hour, maybe $200 if it's a big station. You can get a few sponsors for that. Most of you got money to pay for that yourself. Or have your own business be the sponsor. You're going to reach thousands of people every week. I mean, you look at these politicians and these criminal corporate leaders, they're out there working hard to sell their agenda of tyranny and lies. Going back to the caller who brought up his college, Chris is saying he doesn't even agree with me on quite a few things, but he called me about this. Why, Chris, did you hear me tell you that they had their brainwashing squads out there pushing this?
I don't agree with you all the time. But,
sir, I don't make up anything, okay? I don't lie.
No, I know that.
I operate according to truth, whether people like it or not.
Right.
But I mean, specifically, what were they saying and doing, and who were they?
Well, the thing that caught my eye, I usually ignore those kind of, booths, I guess. And the thing that, there was a poster on their sign that said New Bretton Woods or we'll go into the dark ages is what they were saying. And I was like, what? So I asked them, what their positions were, and they weren't very articulate at their making their point, what they were saying. And I said, what about the bailouts? And they go, oh, we're against the bailouts. I don't know. I just didn't really trust what they were saying.
It's all about deception. Yeah, the international banks engineer the consolidation, the takeover, known by the slave public as the bailout. I mean, the public was 98% in every major rule. It was 95 to 98, 1,000 to 1 phone calls into Congress against it. Imagine how mad they would be if they knew it was all a scam engineered by design to consolidate the economy, and if they knew it was all designed to basically bankrupt things. Imagine how mad they would be if they knew this was all a piracy operation. But now they've got the bankers out. It's all over the news. It's no secret. Pushing the new Bretton Woods Agreement coming up the 14th and 15th, this meeting in Washington, and they're going to have follow-up meetings in Europe a few weeks after that to set up the new global currency run for and by the private banks, where they will regulate the world markets and the world stock markets and other banks. They will come in using governmental power and shut down other banks and insurance companies that they don't own and control. And then meanwhile, on the 14th, 15th, 16th, they're having a Homeland Security drill with NORTHCOM to practice martial law takeover. Now, I'm not saying that anything's going to happen on those dates. Some people are running around doing that. I'll be blamed for it. I'm saying these are all part of larger takeover drills. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Hey, yeah, try to record those guys. Put it up on YouTube. That's how we're going to defeat this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
North to Alaska, go north.
It was CNBC, not MSNBC, that reported yesterday that they think it'd be a good idea to force medicate the public with statins or anti-cholesterol drugs in the water. There are literally probably thousands, I've seen hundreds of studies, saying, without even looking, that statins attack your artery walls, attack your brain, your liver. Your brain is made up out of cholesterol. In fact, the majority of the non-water component of your brain is cholesterol. It's a electrochemical computer, really oil-based. And that's why they tell people that have a lot of seizures to eat more fatty foods. There are a bunch of studies showing, you know, fatty foods are actually really good for brain activity. So, of course, the New World Order doesn't want us to be eating things that actually increase and boost intelligence. Obviously, too much fat, or the trans fats, the artificial fats that your body isn't designed to eat, are what are deadly. But are they going to take those out? Absolutely not. They're just going to restrict the good fats. Later I'm going to play that newscast where they are saying that they want to put it in the water supply. It's up on prisonplanet.com. And then they say, oh, but the public won't want it, like the communist plot for fluoridation. Then they all giggle. So I'm also going to play a clip on that front. I want to go to Herb, Fred, Steve, Jason, Chris, Michelle. But I also want to go ahead and get into Democrats target 401k and IRA retirement accounts. Now, this is going to happen. And this was proposed a long time ago by the IMF and the World Bank. And we warned you about this in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, published in 2002. By the way, almost out of print. There's a few hundred copies left if you want to order one at InfoWars.com. Just want to let you know I'm not reprinting it. But it just costs too much to print 5, 10,000 more of those suckers. And so I'm just going to let it die. I'm going to let it go out of print. It's a great book, but I'm done with it. Plus, the printer I used is out of business, and I'd have to go have it all redone. And I just don't have the time, folks. I wish I had more time. There's so much work we could do, such a important work we could get done. And I also apologize to our affiliates out there that I've not been doing the best radio yesterday or today. I'm normally sharper, more focused, more energetic, but I'm here, nevertheless, live. You ever had one of those upper respiratory things that goes up and down from your chest to your sinus? So I'm kind of out of it, but I'm here. So bear with me, please. But I want to get into Democrats target 401k and IRA retirement accounts. I want to get into that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover this story first. Paul Watson's doing a wider report on it, and then we will go to your phone calls. Before I do that, I do want to encourage all of the listeners of this radio show to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. PrisonPlanet.tv has thousands of pieces of media, all 19 of my films, the two films I've produced separate from that, so 21 films total that I've been involved with. Scores of other films have been authorized to post by the makers. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of my weekly TV reports. Hundreds and hundreds of in-studio interviews. Hundreds of other special reports where you'll have like, an hour and 45 minutes of extras that aren't on the in-game DVD that are on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We just put up 3.5 hours of Willie Nelson interviews behind the scenes and Jesse Ventura interviews and the two of them talking to each other. I mean, really neat stuff like that for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We are pretty much moved into the other office. I'm still tweaking a few things and getting ready to move out of here. But we're just going to start dumping masses of other video and footage nobody's ever seen going back over the years at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the quality just gets better and better. The super fast downloads or the streaming, it's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. You make so much of what we do possible here, and we just keep making it better and better for you. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I would encourage you to get one today. Now, some other sponsors I want to tell you about is folks like Food Shortage USA. Food Shortage USA are just great folks. You can check them out at foodshortageusa.com. This website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part of the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. It's not too late. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods, and you can do this for pennies on the dollar. Again, go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And another one of our great sponsors is Cola Blue, and I cannot say enough about this. We just ordered one for my house, my wife. She's been drinking the water here at the office. She doesn't really work here much other than doing some bookkeeping. But my point is she doesn't come into the office. She works from home, so she hadn't been here in months. And she was like, man, this is great water. This comes out of the air. And I said, yeah, there's normal humidity, about 7.5 gallons a day in your average environment. The lowest is about 3 gallons. It can do about 10 gallons. But it's got 5 filters built into it. and it goes through these five filters after it's grabbed out of the atmosphere. There is no fluoride. There is no arsenic. There is no mercury. There is no bacteria. This is all out of the air and goes through five filters. Check them out at ecoloblue.com, or there's big banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Acolablue.com, ecoloblue.com, or 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044, acolablue.com. Okay. Hope you check them out. Democrats target 401ks and IRA retirement accounts. Democrats in the U.S. House have been conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, and convert them to accounts managed by the Social Security Administration. Triggered by the financial crisis of the past 2 months, the hearings reportedly were meant to stem losses incurred by many workers and retirees whose 401ks and IRA balances have been shrinking rapidly. Now, what did I tell you months ago? It's going to be just like Argentina and other countries. They're taking it to keep it safe. The government always wants to keep you safe and always wants to help you. They love you. That's a joke for those drinking fluoride. The testimony of Teresa Gardasilli, we're going to get her on, professor of economic policy analyst at the New School for Social Research in New York, in a hearing October 7th drew the most attention and criticism. And I've been reading these testimonies. That's why I told you about this a while back. I mean, they really did say this. Testifying for the House Committee for Education and Labor, she proposed that the government eliminate tax breaks for 401ks and similar retirement accounts, such as IRAs. And they're talking about, by the way, retroactively. Oh, yeah, they're going to take them. And confiscate workers' retirement. That's a quote. Confiscate workers' retirement plan accounts and convert them to a universal guaranteed retirement accounts, but with a lower yield. Managed by the Social Security Administration. See, they're not going to let Social Security go bankrupt. They're going to steal the 40% of the public that actually save. This whole system is about punishing the middle class who actually saves and isn't on the government trough. And then they're going to tell the poor people they're going to get it. They'll really only get a few percentage points, a few crumbs that'll be highly advertised. The foreign bankers will get it all. Representative George Miller, Democrat, California, chairman of the House Committee on Education and Labor, and prepared remarks on the hearing on the impact of financial crisis on workers' retirement security, blamed Wall Street for that financial crisis and said his committee will strengthen and protect Americans' 401k pensions and other retirement plans, and the Democratic Congress will continue to conduct the much-needed oversight on behalf of the American people. Currently, 401k plans allow Americans to invest pre-tax money and their employers match up to defend to a defined percentage, which not only increases workers' retirement savings, but also reduces their annual income tax. The balances are fully inheritable, subject to income tax, meaning workers pass on their wealth to their heirs. Unlike Social Security, even when they leave an employer and go to one that doesn't offer a 401k or pension, workers can transfer their balances to a qualified IRA. Okay. And it's being proposed as mandating equality. You're for equality, aren't you? Give us your money. You're not racist, are you? Give us your money. The bankers need it. And there's several other news articles covering all of this. Again, Paul Watson's doing a more detailed one on it. But we're going to get the people pushing this on the show. Now, notice how this dialectic works. This psychological warfare operation works. A Democrat, on average, will see anything and everything that a Democratic leader says through the lens of, that's my team, that's my family, that's my tribe, that's my group, that's my, you know, organization I support. It must be a good thing. It must be a thing that is going to help me and my family. And now the Democrats are saying private corporations, capitalism, free market did this. when in reality it is government, instead of letting these financial institutions that engage in all these crimes fail, they're coming in and saying, okay, we'll bail you out with $2 trillion plus so far of taxpayer money given directly to the private Federal Reserve, and then they give it to their private member banks who say they're keeping it for bonuses. But that it's even worse than that. See, I'm going along the lines of debate of, oh, the banks are in trouble. They need to be bailed out because of bad investments. But that really wasn't true. We had economists on. We looked at the real numbers. The banks control the fiat currencies. They could have easily covered the few hundred billion in bad mortgages. But instead, they advertised that it was horrible, that it was infecting everything to destroy confidence. They then said we were going to have a depression if they weren't given the bailout. But the bailout wasn't even the issue. The $840 billion that was really $5 trillion that they've already gotten $2 trillion of. The issue was the empowerment they got. And then as soon as they got the money, they didn't put any of it into the economy. So see how ridiculous it is to hear the Democrats saying, oh, well, you know, private corporations did this. They got out of control. And then the government had to step in to fix things. No, private corporations came in and bought off the government. And the private corporations, the private banks already own the media, and they came out and told the public, we're going to have a depression if you don't bail us out and give us all these new powers. But the public knew they were a pack of liars and said, no, we're not going along with it. And so the government said, we don't care what you want. We're going to save the economy. We're going to bail them out. And then it turned out it wasn't a bailout. It was unlimited power for these private institutions. It was the setup of world government. Okay? And so now the Democrats come out and say, the free market did this. The free market caused all of this. And so the government has to take over all these pension funds and 401ks and tax them and regulate them and take big percentages of them because you can't trust them invested in the stock market. And then the government's going to take that money and hand it as interest on debt to the private banks. You understand how that works? Not only are the private banks given all of our money, then we've got to pay interest on the money that we give them. See, it's so dastardly, so corrupt, it's so evil, I can't even explain it. I mean, how do you explain something this corrupt? How do you explain something this bad? I mean, Paul, you're in there. Is this making sense what I'm saying? So you're saying you're confused. Let me. And see, that's why the public can't figure this out, because it is just so mind-boggling. The banks set up a system to where banks can issue unlimited liquidity. It's not even real paper money in the banks. They then buy up bridges and infrastructure and media companies and defense contractors and toll roads and water districts. They then loan money to governments, county, city, state, that doesn't exist at huge interest rates. They get more and more power, more and more control. Then they come in and shut off liquidity, shut off credit to Main Street and the general public, and the economy starts grinding to a halt, and they all fearmonger and say, give us unlimited government power and unlimited trillions of dollars, and then we'll save the economy. They get the money and laugh at the public and say, we were never insolvent. We're hoarding it and keeping it for tens of billions of dollars per company in bonuses to our CEOs and managers. Then they have the Democrats put into office in the name of stopping all of this, because the public really thinks George Bush, the puppet, did it all. He certainly stood by and helped do it, but he's just a puppet. And now the Democrats come in and say, man, these private corporations have sure robbed us. We're just going to take your pension funds and 401ks now and tax them and take large percentages of them to keep them safe. I mean, that's a lie right there. We're going to take a bunch of your money to keep it safe. I mean, there's the congressman saying it. So see, it's so many lies. Every word, every statement is a lie. You have to stop and analyze each little fragment, each little piece. Then he goes on and blames the free market for all of this. That'd be like if bank robbers went and stuck up a bank and the police walked out and had a press conference and said, the free market caused this. The free market did this. We've got to outlaw having banks because banks get robbed. That's kind of like we've got to ban guns because people shoot each other. Yeah, bad people, and good people need them to protect themselves. So this is just the total takeover. This is how world government finally happened, of foreign by the bankers. And they've got the Democrats saying, we're going to take your 401k plan. We're going to take your pension fund under government control. We're going to not make it tax exempt. We're going to retroactively steal large percentages of it. You're going to get this as a government check from us. We're just going to steal the whole stock market. But then they're going to make the socialist end of it government, stealing it from it, but the profit end of it, that'll still go to the foreign banks. I mean, just unspeakable. But at the end of the day, the point is they're stealing your 401Ks, they're going to steal your retirement accounts, and they're going to do it in the name of protecting it and then blaming the free market while they do it when they engineered the whole thing to begin with. And this isn't free market, this is robbery through government by private
interests. Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Folks, bottom line, the government is totally illegitimate. It is openly criminal. It is not our government. All the governmental powers have been handed over to the executive, and from the executive, it's been handed over to private international boards made up of the private banks. Beneath them sits the defense contractors and the media, and they own them. And you got to ask yourself, what are they planning? What are they going to do next if they're openly doing things that have never been done before in the history of the world? And both parties are for this. The Democrats and the Republicans, if you read the committee notes in the House, both groups are looking at taxing and regulating and controlling. You see, the Republicans want to make you put your money into a 401k, and they agree with the Democrats, yeah, and then go ahead and let the government control that. So see how they're two hands on the same system. Democrats in the House have been conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, and convert them to accounts managed by the Social Security Administration. That was the lead sentence in an article entitled Dems Target Private Retirement Accounts, published by the Carolina Journal on November 4th. With those alarming openers, the article has gone viral over last week, at least among those who advocate less government interference in their economic lives. That's why we're doing a bigger report. Unfortunately, the Carolina Journal is only telling half of the story. The bad Democrat half, bad Obama, missing from the Carolina Journal is the bad Republican half that suggests replacing voluntary 401k contributions and savings with mandatory retirement savings accounts. This oversight is in keeping with the target market for the Carolina Journal establishment Republicans who like their partnership dressed up in libertarian platitudes. The Carolina Journal is the flagship publication of the North Carolina-based John Locke Foundation, which, again, is a neocon think tank, basically, but also raises money by bringing to town neoconservative, bigger government is better for spreading democracy luminaries like William Crystal and Frank Gaffney. Absolutely. This is from JBS.org and Jim Campo. I want to get Jim on the show. But that's it. The Republicans fool everybody saying, hey, we need to make people invest in 401ks. That's what the Democrats are saying. And then once they've done that, they're going to hijack them one way or the other. When are people going to figure out that anything that's in a bank account, anything that is in a 401k, anything that is not in your hand can be taken by these criminals? And then they can send their paramilitary goons to confiscate physical things. I mean, all over this country for 25 years, the police take cars, homes, businesses without anything illegal being found under asset forfeiture seizure. You know, you're not supposed to talk about it, but it happens all over the country from Florida to Texas to New York to California, where they pull over an old lady. She's got $5,000 in her purse. They just take it, saying, well, prove it isn't illegal. No judge, no jury, no due process. And don't tell me I'm bashing cops. Just like when the Denver Post reported Friday that cops dressed up like anarchists and went out and attacked other cops, then the cops arrested real protesters and sent them to jail, charged with attacking cops. That's called staged terror. False flag. What you're doing's wrong. You work for a criminal government. Stop lying. You're here to squeeze more blood out of the fat hog public. I'm not your enemy. I want you to wake up and realize you're destroying your own future as well. So, yeah, nothing's safe when you live under tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with me. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.